Tim just revealed there's breaking news here. The word of the year has been declared by
the Cambridge Dictionary. Now, I can't remember what it was last week that brought us their word of the year.
Oh, I think I remember. It was a brat, right?
Correct.
Brat.
The word was brat, but I don't recall the source.
That was a different
Was it a different dictionary?
Yeah, it was like the Harris dictionary.
Yeah.
It wasn't Harris because I asked Kamala Harris, is Kamala brat? And she's like, oh, Kamala is brat.
Kamala's very brat.
Kamala's brat. And brat was the
Kamala's
word.
Kamala's also soon to be unemployed.
She probably regrets that.
I'd say looking back.
Regrets?
A few.
She had a few.
A few, yes. That was one. Kamala is brat. Dang. Okay, word of the year from Cambridge, Oxford. I
found this interesting because they said it was looked up 130,000 times. So they actually showed kind of...
They showed their work.
Their work. Thank you.
And so that, okay... This is, I don't want you to give it away yet
because
Biggie and I should try to guess it.
All right.
Like, brat is something that just came into the lexicon, you know, or it's a different meaning than it was 50 years ago. You know,
correct.
Brat was something bad. Now,
correct.
Brat is good. So, I'm wondering if it's something like that or not. But if people are looking it up,
it's not bruh, is it?
No, it's less slangy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Less
okay.
What dominated the year when it comes to like pop culture or
what about inflation?
No, it's not inflation. That's a good guess.
All right, that is a good guess.
Almost too scientific.
What has come?
It's kind of in between.
Okay, all right.
In between brat and inflation.
But you would say that this word has been a major part of our conversation this year.
Have you used it?
Yes.
All right. And do you think it has been like a part of our...
Of our conversation?
Well,
or the nation's conversation?
Like inflation certainly is a part of our conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we've used it if this week, if not last.
On this air. We have used this word in the last 10 days.
Yes.
Promising. All right. Okay.
Shay.
No. No. That wouldn't be it.
No. And it's not cellulitis.
All right. Let's say cellulitis. We did
fever, chills.
Okay. Meth, crystal meth, roadkill. We just did that.
Oh, wait.
We just said that.
Dink.
For pickleball world.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's not from the pickleball world.
I'm getting ready to go and endorse pickleball, even though right now I hate it with every fiber of my body because I've been losing so much lately. I'm in a dark
this
place.
This does give you, because you're going with a co-ambassador.
Yes.
With the Littlest Patriot from down the hall for this event that's being kept under wraps for no apparent reason.
Right.
Well, that's what you want.
They're springing.
That's what
everyone.
You want.
Yes.
You don't want people there.
That's right.
This may be the best opportunity of your life to do the too short motion.
I will, because Littlest.
You must.
Okay.
Littlest you're Patriot, much shorter.
He's
much shorter. Than you
You'll
are.
Play against him, right? Not with him.
No, actually, we're teammates. They put us together. And in fact,
I'll still hit him with it.
Still do it.
Okay. Like when he misses a shot.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, you're too
short, man.
Too short. No, can't play with him.
Just point and do the thing.
We're playing two women. And the guy who's putting this together, who's in charge of the event, has said it'll be Littlest Patriot with Chris Kelly, such great ambassadors to the sport. Playing against two women I don't know, but they're coming from out of the area. And he says, my money is on the women. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, we have to win.
No.
I said to Littlest Patriot.
You puff your chest up?
Yeah. I said, we have to win this.
Because both of you are psychotically competitive.
Yes.
Yeah, he puffed it out too, I'm sure. He
did.
He got with you, I'm sure.
Well, but first I had to
tell
him.
He doesn't know how bad you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how.
And you're a bad place.
He doesn't know what a bad place I'm in right now. I'm in a deep, deep funk and a hole.
Do you think those women are listening right now?
Probably.
Sizing up their competition?
Probably on the way in. They'll say, hit it to the
this
big
blowhard?
One.
Yeah.
So hit it.
The one who's got the chills? No.
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 They'll say, hit it to the blowhard. He's in a dark place right now. All right.
The other one's too short.
Let's see now. Tell us what it starts with.
The letter
I think
that
tell
it begins
us the
with?
Letter that it begins. This is the word of the year from Oxford Cambridge Dictionary.
The publishing manager said this word had increased notably in lookups this year.
Yeah.
The letter that begins the word is M.
Monkey. No, it's not.
No,
monkey. No, that's stupid.
Monkey.
But
you are in a bad place.
We have said that our air because there's a bunch of monkeys that have escaped.
Wait. Yeah. Misogynistic.
Ooh, great word. Great.
Incorrect. Not right. What? No.
Incorrect.
And when I say misogynist is a great word, that's not.
Yeah.
I meant just great guess.
Well, because I figured a lot of guys get called it and have to Google it.
I've got it. Mansplain.
No, that's a good
that's
guess.
Good.
But it's not mansplain. I think that might have a little age on it now.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking gaslighting, but of course it doesn't start with an M, and that's older.
It's not a new word.
Right, yeah.
But it has become part of the lexicon.
With an M. Mm-hmm. An M that starts it. Okay, let's get more hints. How many letters are in the word? Mm-hmm. A lot. He's counting it up.
Eight.
Eight-letter word starts with M. Ménage à trois.
Too many.
Too many?
Like Biggie's schooling you on spelling now?
Ménage à trois. I'm in a terrible place.
We don't even want to talk about Biggie's.
I have no clue.
Spelling error from yesterday.
Biggie. I don't even know.
Well, when we were playing match game. Ooh. Match game. No, no.
No, it's not match game.
When we were playing match game, you wrote ladies, L-A-D-I-E apostrophe S.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
Well, clearly. I didn't see it.
I did.
Chris Dim saw it. He goes, I see all. Did you see? He said to me afterwards, did you see Biggie's preposterous misspelling?
Yeah.
And I tried to guess. The apostrophe never even entered my mind, but you put it in. All right, it's an eight-letter word that starts with M. Mm-hmm. That's difficult.
Can you give us a clue about it?
McDonald.
No.
No, it's not McDonald's.
Let's see.
We've said it on our air.
It became very popular for the year after celebrities such as pop star Dua Lipa and gymnast Simone Biles used it quite often.
Oh, it's got to do, with mental health then.
You think? Simone Biles.
Mm-hmm.
And she won, in Paris.
Yeah.
And
what is it, the thing where it's like you're forcing yourself, you're thinking of it. Like your
manifest.
Vision. Manifest.
Correct.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's it.
I got it.
Well, it was really a team effort.
Didn't take long. Didn't take me long.
That is a...
you manifest it.
Yeah.
That's a big word, too,
for younger people.
Very much so.
Just for everybody. I see a lot of people in our industry use it.
Okay.
You're right. Our peers do use it.
I'm going to manifest greatness into reality.
Exactly.
Like they said, supposedly, and I didn't know this, but the singer Dua Lipa said she manifested her belief that she would headline the Glastonbury Music Festival.
And then she
Simone
did
Biles manifested her return to the gold medal podium at the gymnast.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. I just read the most searched slang terms this year, and there are one, two, three, four. There are four. We have mentioned at least three of them on our air, and one of them we've mentioned many times this year. It is not Riz. That's a good one, though. Right in that area. Right there. You're right on it.
I always think of Riz first.
Yeah. These are all the searched slang terms. Well, these are new. Now,
is Brad on there?
No. But four of them, there are four. And three of them I had not heard of until this year. And one of them you had never heard before. It really
Not Skibbity Toilet.
Skibbity Toilet.
Oh, God.
Skibbity Toilet.
Ohio.
Yeah. No.
Sigma.
And what's the other? I can't remember the others.
Well.
From that area.
Here are the other two now. Demure. Which became a thing.
Became a meme?
That's in the last couple months, the last month or two here.
Yep.
Very demure.
The other one, it's a slang term, but it's a person. We know this person as...
Karen?
No, good guess. No.
Chad?
No. It's a person and also an action, all right? And the person became known by her action through one thing, and she became very, very famous out of nowhere.
This year.
Well, her name became very famous.
Hawk Tua. Spit on that thing. She's still out and about.
Yeah. That's right. So the four most searched slang terms this year: demure, sigma, skibbity toilet, and hawk tua. That shows where we are.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go. And then Chris Tim says the word of the year is, at least from Oxford Cambridge Dictionary, is manifest. That's educational. I love that.
Yes.
I'm going to manifest myself into playing good pickleball today and manifest.
You have 1 hour.
1 hour. Oh, I'm in such a horrible place. Oh,
Biggie's dying.
Maybe. Oh,
I'm sad.
Biggie always makes it about himself. He's in there in the chills. Oh, I'm calling an ambulance. Oh,
all about yourself.